ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, चैप्टर नंबर 6, टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 एंड 3, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन पुतना। कंसेना प्रहिता घोरा पूतना बालघातिनी शिशुंश्चचार निघ्नन्ति पुरग्राम व्रजादिषु। Purport. While Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokul, the same fierce Putana, whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies, was wandering about the towns, cities, and villages doing her nefarious duty. There is no purport, so we'll read next sloka. Nayatra Sravanadini Rakshno Rakshognani Swakarmasu कुर्वन्ति सात्वतां भर्तुर् यातु धान्यश्च तत्र हि। ट्रांसलेशन, माई डियर किंग, वेर एवर पीपल इन एनी पोजिशन परफॉर्म देयर ऑक्यूपेशनल ड्यूटीज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस बाय चैंटिंग एंड हियरिंग श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु, दे कैनॉट बी एनी डेंजर फ्रॉम बैड एलिमेंट्स। देयरफॉर देयर वॉज नो नीड फॉर एंग्जाइटी अबाउट Gokula, while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Purport. Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse to mitigate the anxiety of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee of Krishna, and therefore when he understood that Putana was causing disturbances in Gokul, he was somewhat perturbed. Shukadeva Goswami therefore assured him that there was no danger in Gokul. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Namashraya kori yatane tumi takaha apanaka je. Everyone is thus advised to seek shelter in chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remain engaged in his occupational duty. There is no loss in this, and the gain is tremendous. Even from a material point of view, everyone should take to chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be saved from all kinds of danger. This world is full of danger, padam padam yat vipadam. Therefore, we should be encouraged to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that in our family, society, neighborhood, and nation, everything will be smooth and free from danger. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Agyan. So the background of this chapter, the killing of demon Putana, Nanda Maharaj has just gone to Mathura to pay taxes to Kamsa for the milk yield of the year. And as Gurudev very wonderfully explained, the exchange of loving the thoughts and interactions between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. So beautiful, loving, deep relationship of concern and care, and their transcendental bewilderment about each other. And he said, welcome to the path of bhakti. And definitely, Nanda Maharaj thought about the caution that Vasudev told, that there must be some danger. And he was thinking, and there were some exalted coward men walking with him back. And while they were walking, all these things are happening here. They have not witnessed the pastime of killing of Putana, Nanda Maharaj and the associates. They were in Mathura and they were coming down from Mathura to Gokul again. In the meantime, we go a little back in the history, that when Vasudev and Devaki were released by Kamsa, and Kamsa was, you know, begging forgiveness, I'm very sorry, I did all this thing to you, anyway, this is destiny, they were supposed to be killed, so I am not irresponsible, please forgive me, all those kind of, you know, justifications. And very repentfully, for a few minutes or something, he was in a very good consciousness, which was very suitable for his spiritual progress. But the very next day, when he meets his ministers in the assembly, you know, they completely mesmerize him with all their nonsensical talks. They tell him, "You're so powerful, you're so magnanimous, you have defeated these demons, you have defeated Indra, they are scared of you, Brahma is busy in meditation, Shiva is busy in doing something else, and all the other demigods are fearful of you. So what is this fear that you are so worried about? First thing what we should do, you should kill all the newborn children, because the Devi has warned you that the killer of yours is already born somewhere. That means he is infant. So all the infants of Gokula must be killed." What an advice, huh? Amazing people. How a demon can think, you know, so ruthless and so careless, so cruel, and still comes up, because he was very vulnerable to such kind of association. He succumbed and immediately sent Putana. And Putana is described as Khesari. Khesari means she, Prabhupada explains that, you know, they can take a small blade of grass, empower it by mantra, you know, Abhimantrit, and she can sit on that and fly. There's no need of airplane or anything. But this is a very wonderful siddhi if you have for wonderful purposes, but she was doing it for harming everybody. So she did that, she came flying in the sky, and she killed so many children. So what is explained in the previous verse here, while Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokul, the same fierce Putana whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies was wandering. That means already she was on job for a long time. While they were there in Mathura, this was already going on. Other children were being killed. She was going and killing many, many children. She had not killed, only tried to kill only Krishna actually. And by the time, in the end, she came to Nanda Bhavan in Gokul. So this is the background of the scenario. Huh? And you can see that Shukadeva Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswamiji is maybe in the, which number of day of 7 days? Fifth day or sixth day maybe. Somewhere in the end of the fifth day. End of the fifth day or sixth day of the 7 day Bhagavad Katha. And he's explaining the whole thing. He has narrated 9 cantos and now 10th canto has begun. Krishna's appearance and Krishna Charitra is beginning. So Shukadeva Maharaj is telling with so much of zeal, and Parikshit Maharaj is hearing with so much of zeal. So they are not actually at the bank of Ganga. They have not transported themselves to Sri Vrindavan Dham, Sri Gokul. That is the beauty of, you know, Santa Samagam. When the saintly people like Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj, he's a pure devotee of the Lord, the parrot of Radharani, come in as Shukadeva Goswamiji, son of Vyasadev. They are completely immersed in Krishna consciousness. And he was the most qualified person to describe these pastimes and the message to Parikshit Maharaj at the last moment of his life. And Parikshit Maharaj is also in the right condition of consciousness. He has received a curse. He has humbly accepted it as the mercy of the Lord. He has renounced everything. He is sitting in the bank of Ganga in the middle of thousands of sages, including his father and many, many great devotees like Narad Muni and everybody. And he is absorbed. His whole consciousness he has brought into his ears. And nothing else is happening. There is no hunger, no thirst, no sleep. And day by day, moment by moment, hour by hour, he is thus increasingly getting interested in hearing what is being spoken by the lotus mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. The perfect situation. And he is immersed. We call it in Sanskrit as samaras. That means he is at the level of consciousness, what is being, you know, exhibited over there, or manifesting over there. That whatever is being spoken, Shukadeva Maharaj is speaking and Parikshit Maharaj is with that. So this is how we should learn to hear from a pure devotee. That is why, and Shukadeva Maharaj also is so sensitive and so empathic, that he is not just immersed in telling, he is also conscious of the subject for whom he is speaking. Otherwise, he would have taken the name of Radharani and started telling the pastimes of Barsana. And first thing, he would have gone into unconscious condition. But he is not interested in his own welfare or own experiences or own ecstasy. is concerned about the subject for whom he is speaking. So he is also, while being in ecstasy of narrating Krishna Katha, still he is maintaining his composure so that he should be awake to deliver this wonderful soul back to Godhead. And that's why he is also in touch with the progress of consciousness of Parikshit Maharaj, what is happening to him when I am telling so many things to him. So out of so much of empathy, he is thinking about what Parikshit Maharaj must be going through now in anticipation. He has not yet told the Putana pastime. He knows what he is going to tell, and he is always thinking that what Parikshit Maharaj will feel about it. Oh, he must be feeling fearful or must be disturbed that, oh, what's happening in Gokul? Now the beautiful pastimes of Krishna's birth and childhood and infant pastimes are going to get disturbed because Putana is going to come and do something nonsense. So already he is in consciousness, he is in Gokul only already. He is one of the Gokul Vasis now. And he is participating in the Leela. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Srimad Bhagavatam is such a powerful literature that given that we are in right consciousness, it can transport us straight wherever the katha is going on. The location of katha, you can be in that katha. Same happens with the dramas performed on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna's pastimes. When they are being enacted, you are not in the audience, you are actually with them, going through all the emotions that are going through in the drama. You are not simply an audience. So here, Parikshit Maharaj and also the sages who are listening to Bhagavatam, they are not actually at Naimisharanya, at the bank of Ganga, but they are all in consciousness in Gokul. That is the beauty of this wonderful literature that we read and hear and narrate and participate into. And if we can do this somehow transport ourselves spiritually into the realm of the pastime being enacted, then the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is fulfilled. So I am not a worthy speaker, but somehow I am here. So I will try to discuss this beautiful shlokas. So she is wandering, and Sukhdev Maharaj very empathically is assuring what he is saying, that wherever the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present and wherever people are immersed in chanting his holy names and hearing about him and serving him and remembering him, that place is beyond danger. So you don't worry. Now whatever I'm going to tell you, just be assured, just hear it. No, nothing to worry. People are in Gokul are already worried. They are totally immersed into that pastime. But here, on the hearing level, Sukhdev Maharaj is assuring. So what is he assuring? That Brajbhumi, including Gokul, of course, Gokul is the first place of Krishna's pastimes. All the Brajbhumi, what people are doing? They are simply immersed in thoughts of Krishna. They have bodies, they have bodily duties to be attended, but that is, by the way, it is happening automatically. But what is actually actively happening is they are constantly immersed in the thoughts of Krishna. In the thoughts of Krishna, in talking about him, in hearing about him, in serving him, their senses are fully engaged constantly, not on just level of attempting to serve, but immersed in service. Rupa Goswami explains in Upadeshamrut, there is a stage called Anusmruti and then Samadhi, of consciousness. And Samadhi means they are completely, uninterruptedly, intensely immersed in that activity and thought process of serving Krishna. So for example, I will just try to narrate what is happening in Brajbhumi. When Krishna wakes up, let's start from that. When he wakes up, Yashoda Mai is singing beautiful songs for waking him up. And as soon as he wakes up, first thing he picks up his flute and plays his flute. Well, what happens by that? All the coward boys who are also sleeping, they jump from their bed as soon as they hear the flute of Krishna, and they just run, and the mothers are also running, and they get them ready, they are decorated, and in the meantime, while the other coward boys are being decorated and getting ready, some of the youngsters, who are like baby friends of Krishna, very younger to the age of Krishna, sakhas, they run to Nanda Bhavan, and what is happening, they are just anticipatory mood, they are waiting at the door, just watching Krishna, getting ready by Yashoda. Then Yashoda sees them, that these small, small boys are just, you know, standing at the door and peeping and watching Krishna with great love and affection, in every anticipation, can we get some service? So she says, come inside. You hold the conch shell, you hold the cloth, you hold the water, please hold the pot to get the water. And they are all assisting him in getting bathed. And then Mother Yashoda is, after bathing, then she's wiping him nicely. And then she's giving some ankle belts. Okay, you tie this, you put in hand, you put on the armlets, you put this. She's also decorating, but she's getting assistance from all these boys. Some girls are coming in the end with some sweets, and they are being fed to Krishna. And Krishna is getting ready. Finally, the flute is given to him, and he tucks his buffalo horn. And everybody is just ready, and by the time all the other coward boys, they get ready, and at the doorstep of your Gokul Nanda Bhavan, and they all go out to herd the cows. You can imagine. And what the gopis are doing, when Krishna starts going out, then they all start walking behind him for some distance. You know, oh, he's going now. Elderly gopis are thinking, oh, how many hours he'll be out, what we will do. And then Krishna goes and some gopis follow for some distance, and then they have to go back because he has to go further ahead. This is Gokul. Gokul means Vatsapal Leela. Afterwards, in Nandaga also sometime Vatsapal Leela. Close by distance. And what is the mood? That Yashoda Rani has to rise in her house and see. And wherever she is able to see up to, even up to, only up to that distance, Krishna has to go. That is Vatsapal Leela, when the small baby cows are under care. And when he is doing that, whole day Yashoda Rani is simply meditating where he must be, what he must be doing. So it is explained that her eyes are always filled and her breasts are always leaking milk of love. And she's just going up and down, the eyes filled with tears. And she's watching through window, where is he? She becomes too restless. Then she goes above on the topmost point of her house and she sees, oh, he's there in Khadirvan, or oh, he's there in this ghat, in that ghat. So she again comes back. Everybody is just restless. Some are thinking, oh, where is he walking? Is he walking on the stone, pebbles, thorns? Is it hurting him? And their heart is breaking in the house. They are in the house. He's on the field. And then whole day that goes on. Then in the Vatsapal Leela, in the middle of the day, for morning till afternoon, everybody is then cooking for him. Okay, now we have to supply the Chak Leela. Chak, there's the afternoon meal in between. So then they are all cooking that. So he's playing with coward boys, enjoying their pastimes. They are having very nice fun together. The banks of Jamuna and the trees with monkeys, with food, with buffalo horns and baby cows. And here the gopis are cooking for him, thinking about him, oh, I'll make this for him. It's not only Yashoda Rani who is cooking for him. Everybody is cooking for him at home, for their children, for Krishna also. And they all get ready and then they decide, okay, you four of you go in the forest to see and give it to him. Then there's a beautiful pastime that they are all very happy that they are chosen. And then they are walking towards the place, searching where Krishna must be. And then they are very, very happy to see him in the middle of their pastimes in the afternoon. And they all come running to him. And the gopis, you know, open their chak and they give these boys and they sit on the bank of Jamuna and they start enjoying this. And then the gopis are very reluctantly, their legs are very heavy, they cannot feel like going from there. They don't feel like going, but somehow they have to go back to do their further services. So they are looking behind and still walking towards Gokul Nanda Bhavan. And then afternoon to evening, again the pastimes are taking place, nicely playing flute, jumping, acting like frog, acting like many, many animals, and beautifully everybody is absorbed looking at Krishna. Then when the food comes, that time also everybody is feeding Krishna. Krishna is feeding them. And they come back. While they're coming back, what is happening? What is happening is Yashoda Rani is constantly looking at the sun. Oh, he's still on high level. When is he going to come down? Because when he's going to come down, my son is going to come back. So it's constantly after that, she's looking at the out of the window at the sun. When is he going to come down? So again, back and forth, eyes filled with tears, anxiety, you know, anticipation, eagerness to receive Krishna. And finally, sun comes reasonably down. And then she knows that Krishna is going to come now. So she cannot wait on the mountain. She says, I just cannot wait till Krishna comes down and climbs the mountain and then I'll meet him. So she just takes all the her small girls, small gopis, you know, who are, get ready, make the plates, make the sweetmeats, bring sandesh, bring makhan, bring mishri, put flowers, make lamps ready, make garlands. My son is going to come. So everybody is, all the small, small baby gopis and Yashoda Rani and her assistants in the house, they all start coming down, and even Nanda Maharaj is walking down. And then they are sitting at a place called Nanda Baitak. They want to receive them there only, before he even comes on the higher level on the ground. And then Krishna comes from pasture with baby cows, you know, playing flute, jumping, dancing, joking. They have great fun. And they see mother and father waiting. Krishna Balaram just run from the assembly of boys in the lap of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, with so much of affection, with tears in his eyes, takes them in both laps. You know, you have seen the photograph. They are sitting in the lap in such a way, Balaram's one leg and Krishna's one leg is crossed. And they are sitting in the lap of Nanda Maharaj, embracing his father and one another. And then father is kissing Krishna's head, father is kissing Balaram's head, father is smelling Balaram's hair and smelling Krishna's hair, caressing them, inquiring from them. Immediately gopis come running, and then they bring sweetmeats, and Krishna is sharing, he's giving to Balaram, Balaram is giving to him, Nanda Maharaj is giving to Krishna and Balaram, and gopis are watching. And then after some time, having beautiful pastime, they all go up, and very reluctantly the boys have to say goodbye to Krishna. They are not willing to go, leave Krishna. And then they all go home, and Krishna is taken home. And then first thing is Makhan Misri is served to him. And then he is undressed, he is given beautiful bath, and nice songs are being sung. And then Krishna is being put to rest, and lullaby is being sung in the evening. In the meantime, all the gopis are getting restless. We want to meet Krishna. And then suddenly, gopis come, and Krishna plays flute, and gopis hear the flute, and they come running. And then there is a tussle between the Yashoda and gopis. What we are going to do now? We are going to put him to rest. We want to meet him. Then Krishna becomes two. One Krishna goes to bed, another Krishna goes to play Raslila with Krishna, with Raslila and the pastimes of night with gopis. One is Gopi Krishna and one is Yashoda Krishna. So simultaneously, Yashoda Krishna is sleeping in the lap of, in the next to Yashoda, and Gopi Krishna is playing with the gopis in the night. When morning comes, Gopi Krishna unites with Yashoda Krishna and gets up. He's here singing, hearing the beautiful songs, Uthapan. And then the whole pastime goes again. In the meantime, milk is being, dahi is being churned, milk is taken out, I mean, the cows are being milked, sandesh is being made. So many unlimited activities. We are just talking one day of Krishna. Each day has so many varieties of activities. One day this demon is coming, one day that demon is coming, one day Krishna is doing this mischief with gopis, this mischief with cowherd boys. So every day is sort of a unique, sort of a routine, but every day is filled with new and new and fresher pastimes. And you can imagine the gopis' consciousness. And Krishna is just walking by their house, going for herding cows. The gopis who are married, who cannot just leave and go, they are just standing at the door and watching. Oh, Krishna is going. Some gopis are getting mad in ecstasy. I also have heard that when Krishna goes to herd cow, sometimes he plays, you know, he flies kites. And this kite flying pastime is a beautiful pastime. That, you know, when he is flying kites from a distance, he flies the kites towards Nanda Bhavan and Gokul area. And there are shadows of the kite falling in the houses of the gopis in the courtyard. And the shadows are moving, no? When the kite is not sometimes all time steady, kites are moving. And looking at the shadow of the kites in the courtyards, the cowherd women are getting mad in ecstasy. And the gopis start dancing in their house as the kite shadow is moving. And the mother-in-law are thinking, what mad these gopis are. What, there's flies, kite in the kite is going in the sky. And the gopis are getting mad because they know Krishna is flying this kite. So when they see the shadow of the kite in the courtyard, they are thinking, my dear Krishna is in the forest playing the kite, flying the kite, and this is the shadow here. She is connecting with us through this shadow. So whether he is out in the pastures or in the house or on the way, it is a complete absorption in love and devotion and affection, which causes symptoms of ecstasy in the bodies of the Brajvasis. Now this is actual participation in the pastimes of the Lord. What is our position? We are hearing all these things. like the ladies in Dwarka, sorry, ladies who got married with Krishna, wherever they were, or ladies in Mathura, they were only hearing these things. And also the hearing of these pastimes being enacted by Krishna in Gokul and in Vrindavan is so powerful that Rukmini fell in love with Krishna in Vidarbha. Vidarbha is very far. And so much so that she fell in love that she decided, I will marry only this person and nobody else. And believe me, she has not even seen him. Simply by hearing about him, then, you know, this news comes, na? Oh, that great personality, beautiful personality is born in Mathura, taken back to Gokul, and from there is gone to Vrindavan, and he did this and he did that. News is going everywhere. To Pandavas in Hastinapur and to other areas, everywhere. When they were children, Krishna was in Gokul. They were also children in their own kingdom. Everybody is hearing news. And all these women who married Krishna, they just are in love with Krishna just by hearing them. They only saw him when he was grown up and he became in marriageable age. So you can see the power of sound vibration of the narration of Krishna's pastimes. One can simply fall in love. So, we may not be necessarily in the pastimes of Krishna right now, but just by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the way it is narrated by Shukadeva Goswami, the way it is being re-narrated by Prabhupada, and then it is re-narrated by the speaker and our Gurudev, we can also be in the same consciousness. We can actually fall in love with Krishna. It is the power of the sound vibration. So, what is Shukadeva Maharaj telling Parikshit Maharaj? Don't worry. They are all immersed in Krishna consciousness. So there cannot be any danger. And that is the beauty of Braj Bhumi. That apparently danger is coming every day. Is it not true? Is Braj life very peaceful? There is no peace in Braj life. There is lot of unlimited bliss. But peace is not guaranteed there. Every day you wake up and you go happily to pasture grounds of Krishna with Krishna, or Krishna goes and gopis are at home, then they come to know, oh, this demon came, oh, that demon came, or hey, this demon came and all the ladies aborted their babies who are pregnant. It's not an ordinary kind of, you know, trouble. It's a very hazardous trouble. You are completely scared to death. Either you will die or dear Krishna will be in danger. And hey, Kaliya comes, everybody is dead, all the living entities are finished. You can see Arishtasur came. The gopis were embracing the trees, you know, aborting babies. It's not ordinary kind of miseries, you know. But still, the bliss level of Braj is not appearing to be disturbed anywhere. The reason is that everybody is simply immersed in Krishna and his thoughts and service. Even the same Krishna told them that, you know, don't worship this Indra, worship Govardhan. It's a very radical decision, you know. When everything is done, and then the whole idea is changed, and they succumb to this idea, and then they worship Govardhan, and they are enjoying. They enjoy it like anything, and after the enjoyment was over, immediately the rain started coming. Devastating destruction rains were falling down, and they are not saying, "You Krishna, because of you all this happened. We should not listen to you. You are always talking nonsense. You know, we shouldn't listen to you." They are not cursing him at all. They are saying, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhav, please save us, Krishna Balaram. And Krishna says, come with me now. So they are asking, where are you taking us now? Already you have put us in difficulty. Now where should we go with you? He said, no, pick up your bulls and cows and calves and please come behind me. With great faith they are walking behind him. They don't even know what he is going to do. What next thing which can put us in difficulty, that he is going to do. They don't know. With full faith they are walking behind him. He has only caused all the trouble to us. And then, to the surprise of all the people watching, he just goes underground and lifts that Govardhan. You know, all of us, even children, know now that he's going to lift. But they didn't know. And he lifted Govardhan. And then followed 7 days and seven nights of, you know, complete immersion in love and loving exchange that could never take place in Braj Bhumi before that. Because every time there is only one unique pastime is taking place. Either Krishna is playing with cowherd boys and having Gaucharan Leela, or having night pastimes with gopis, or eating with mother and, you know, doing mischief, breaking pot there. So one rasa is becoming prominent at one particular time. But Govardhan Leela, there was so much misery in the beginning, but then what happened 7 days was all the five rasas were being enacted in a very unique way together. And Krishna was such an expert, you know, rasaraj, that these five rasas he were exhibiting together without disturbing the mellow of each other and giving enhancing pleasure to each and everybody. They were all watching. Gopis are looking with sidelong glances and coward boys are discussing. Mother Yashoda is trying to give him butter. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that there are difficulties in Brajbhumi, but because of the beautiful consciousness of the Brajvasis, their bliss level doesn't get disturbed. And that bliss level is so powerful that it allows them to absorb all kinds of miseries without being repentful or without being angry or without being disturbed. They simply depend on Krishna, whatever happens in Brajbhumi. So Gopi is also saying, Tava kathamrutam tapta jivanam. They're saying that material life is full of misery. And in Vrindavan now we are suffering from your separation. But remembering you is relieving us from all the miseries. This remembrance is very powerful. Our condition is in the material world, we are entangled in this body, we have so many desires, and each and every step, Prabhupada says, padam padam, yat vipadam nitesham. There is danger at every step here. Whatever we attempt to do, miseries come in our life, we suffer. So many kinds of miseries are coming. The only way, the way the Brajvasis are trying to save themselves is being immersed in Krishna consciousness. Whether Krishna is a small baby of 1 year old, a toddler, or a baby in the cradle, he still is Supreme Personality of Godhead. I read in Anand Vrindavan Champu, it is said that Krishna, as a small baby, threw Putana's body out of city. Because if he would have thrown his body in the city, then many, many thousands of people would have died under her body. So he threw her out of city, and there he was playing on her body, and then they ran there to see. So even though small baby in the you know, cradle, 6 months old baby, how powerful they are. But even then he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even then they have full faith in him that he will protect us. That is the kind of consciousness. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. In all so-called disturbing situation, they remain transcendental because they are immersed in Krishna consciousness. So what Prabhupada is telling us, just chant Hare Krishna. Take to this chanting Hare Krishna very seriously, because in his 5.17 minutes narration of Hare Krishna mantra, famous narration, you know, he says, when we chant Hare Krishna, at once we transcend the bodily, mental, intellectual strata and false ego strata, and we situate ourselves on the spiritual platform, and at once we feel bliss. And if we keep chanting Hare Krishna, we'll keep remaining blissful. And if you don't chant Hare Krishna, again we come down to physical and mental and intellectual platform, and we may experience some disturbances. But we chant Hare Krishna and remain in Krishna consciousness, in his memory, in remembrance, then you will always remain blissful. So Prabhupada put a very big, nice slogan in Western world, stay high forever. That time the hippies were taking marijuana and so many drugs and trying to go high and low and getting low again and having headaches and hangovers. So Prabhupada said, stay high forever. I have a formula here. You can stay high forever, never come down to any level which gives you misery. So yesterday I was talking to one of my friends, was narrating to me some of the difficult situations at home level. I said, I have no solution for your situation. Because so it's so complicated by the laws of karma that everybody is fixed in their consciousness and giving misery to everybody else in the family. So I'm not a mystic, you know, counselor. Don't have solution for you. I can only tell you that just rise above from that level to a spiritual level. And believe me, I told him to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day without fail. The Srimad Bhagavatam and the chanting of Hare Krishna will keep you above that miserable strata and keep you away from the miseries. And there is the only solution I can tell you. The miseries will go on at one level and you will go on another level above that level. And that way only you can keep yourself away from the miserable experiences. This is a fact. What we can do? When the cyclone comes, when the earthquake comes, when the bomb blast happens, What we can do? What American government does when there is a cyclone coming in California, Pacific Ocean? No. Till the cyclone settles down, everything is sitting there. When the cyclone stops, then the rescue measures start. So in is that when cyclone is coming and tsunami is coming, is it that the helicopters are going and helping? No. It all comes, does whatever it does, has to do, destroys everything, whatever it has to destroy. And then the rescue measures, the helicopters and everything starts coming out, the commandos and everybody comes out. What does that mean? We're actually helpless. What we can do when the nature decides to give you a tsunami or to earthquake? We can't do anything. When time decides to give you a cancer, yes, we can do something here and there, but ultimately the cancer will kill you. It will be hindered by our treatment for some time, but then cancer will be overwhelming your treatment. Similarly, when the family members and society members and the neighbors and the dogs have to bark in the night, what we can do? This is daily affair in Mira Road, you know. You are tired and you want to go to sleep and there are 6 dogs barking for 3 hours in the night. I feel like picking up the gun and shoot everybody, you know. Just to sleep, you know. Just to go to sleep, because sleep is a big commodity in material world. If you don't get proper sleep, you can't work next day. I have so much of line of engagement next day. I'm worried about tomorrow, what will happen. But can I do anything? Nothing I can do. And then sometimes I can't sleep in the daytime, nighttime, so I come home to sleep daytime. Even daytime they are barking. So actually speaking, to the physical miseries, to mental miseries, the social miseries, the miseries caused by nature, in front of all these miseries, actually we are simply helpless. And simply burning and suffering. And however the medical science and the social science and the research science and research in motion, everything, whatever it doesn't lead us anywhere. Except, Marathi mein kehte na ki aage tun fupatyat. That means, aag se tel mein, tel se aag mein. That's the only difference, you know. Some dry heat and some cold heat and some wet heat. But everybody is burning. Whether you are burning through the burning oil or roasted in the fire or getting barbecued, whatever. So the only solution is we attempt intelligently whatever sciences we have, Ayurveda, whatever guidance is given, we attempt to ease out something, some level. But actually the panacea cure is not those measures. The panacea cure is take shelter of Sri Krishna. Take shelter of the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Believe me, actually, sometimes my daughter cries in such agony at home, and being doctors and myself being doctor, we don't know why she's crying. So at times, I have raised my hands and shouted Radha and Krishna's names helplessly. And I have felt solace, you know. This is my personal experience, because the situation is such that you don't know the cause, you don't know what's happening, it's simply crying is going on. So what mother and father can do? So we just look at Narsingdev, look at Krishna and just cry and shout the names of the Lord. So actually this is the cure, this is the solution, that Krishna is actually helping devotees, others are simply suffering, and devotees are helped by Krishna by putting them into the situations. Krishna is helping you to train yourself how to call the name of Krishna helplessly in such situations. As Prabhupada says in the same tape of 5.17 minutes, he says, you have to cry like a baby. How the baby cries for mother. Then mother Hara will come to the baby and rescue. Huh? So when the miseries come like this, actually they are suffering. They are very painful. But it's an opportunity for us to take shelter of Krishna with more feelings and more shelter and more surrender each and every situation. And as we progress, more difficult conditions will come, giving us more opportunity to take shelter of Krishna with more feeling than before. Satchinanda Maharaj told me, if you ever think that you want to love Vrindavan, your life will not be easy. And I was thinking what it must be like. Slowly, slowly I'm coming to know what it is like, you know. I'm trying to love Vrindavan and Krishna, but it is actually transcendental in one sense. Miseries will keep coming and will keep getting you detached from the material world and its attachments. and the longing that we have to enjoy senses. Actually, it will take us away from the miserable situations of life and pull us up on transcendental platform. But all throughout these ups and downs and miseries of situations, we should constantly keep our daily program of sadhana on. Whether in Vrindavan, Putana comes, or Shakatasura comes, or Trunavarta comes, their milking cows, singing songs, doesn't end, doesn't change. Such a beautiful life it is. Whatever happens yesterday, it is being made into a song today, and the curd is being churned, and the songs are being sung. Whether it is killing Putana, so much a dangerous situation happened yesterday, or Krishna was about to be killed, and he was saved, and next day it is a song. It is being made into a song and sung while Manthan is taking place. Is it not beautiful actually? So whatever miseries is happening, is taking place, is turned into a blissful song in the end of the story. That is Braj life. Similarly, we also can look back in our life, some miseries came, it can turn into a song. It was so nice. Actually speaking, it will turn into a song, right? When we read Radhanath Maharaj's book, Journey Home, is it not a song? He must have gone through so many miseries, but he tells you in such a joke and such makes you laugh like anything. So now it is a song because it's a transcendental affair, because it was offered at the feet of Krishna. Whatever happened, it was accepted as mercy of Krishna. It was prayers were offered to Krishna for coming out of the situation, and actually he came out of the situations, and then you know how glorious Krishna consciousness is. So it is a song now. So the whole world is reading that song and getting transformed. Isn't that true? So it is, the secret is, the situation in the material world will never change. However you do, whatever you do. What can change is us. What can change is our approach to those situations. And those situations which are worst can be turned into a transcendental song by our own endeavor and our own change in consciousness. And actually that consciousness can actually always keep us at the feet of Krishna, and at the end of life, that consciousness will take us back home, back to Godhead. So, Prabhupada is giving beautiful purport and explaining us that there is no danger in our life as long as we chant Hare Krishna. All kinds of dangers will be taken away. We will be saved from all kinds of dangers if we simply have faith in the Maha Mantra given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brought down to us by the parampara of acharyas, and Prabhupada and our Gurudev is giving that Maha Mantra, fully empowered Maha Mantra. We have to keep chanting that Maha Mantra with faith. That is the only method. Kalav nastyeva, 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 nastyeva gatiranatha. It's the only method, no other way. With that consciousness, with different changing situations of miseries in life, we keep chanting the same mantra with same faith, increasing faith, then we'll be constantly away from the miserable experience. You know, Sridhar Maharaj explained to us that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. How it is optional? Moment we take shelter of Krishna, the suffering is there or not there, or is altered, minimized. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. It is minimized. And whatever is minimal remaining there, even that can be mitigated and transcended by immediately taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or tika tippani or questions? Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? So we end here. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai.